This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The swamp is not going to be happy because we're not going to talk about what Donald Trump said at a meeting yesterday in the next hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get smart. That's what we're going to do. We are broadcasting live from Dakota Carrier Network in Bismarck. And we told you earlier that North Dakota is really doing connectivity well. Why is that? How is that? What does the future look like? Broadband? What are the other options out there? We're going to hear about that. There's an organization in town called Connect Americans Now, trying to take a lot of what's happening in the way of connectivity in North Dakota and having it help happen in other places. So we're going to eavesdrop for the next hour on a conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer, hosted by Seth Arndorfer. Seth is the CEO for Dakota Carrier Network, and they are owned by the rural telephone co-ops all across North Dakota. So prepare to get smart in the next hour. And, you know, every once in a while, it's fun to just find out some great things that are happening. And certainly Dakota Carrier Network is one example of that in North Dakota, the good work they're doing and getting us in a really nation-leading position of connectivity. And to find out how that happens and to find out what the future looks like is what we're looking forward to learning this hour on What's on Your Mind. So, Seth, Congressman Cramer, take it away.
Well, thank you, Scott, and thank you, Seth, for your hospitality and for providing this wonderful facility and the good hot coffee and snacks to go with it. And thanks to all of you sitting around this table. There are many more of you than I anticipated, actually, but I think it's testimony to the importance of the topic. And the topic being, connecting America. Here, I will tell you, just as a little background, you know, I serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee. And energy and commerce, those two words are a very small, actually, description of what the committee does. It is the largest jurisdiction of any committee in Congress. It includes healthcare, it includes energy, it includes environment, it includes commerce. Includes communications and technology. And, just since we're all just friends here, when I was appointed to the Energy and Commerce Committee or elected to it by the steering committee in my second term, Speaker Boehner asked me, well, what subcommittees do you want to be on? And, of course, being from North Dakota and the Bakken and former energy regulator, they expected me to say, oh, gee, I really want to be on the energy subcommittee, which everybody kind of wants to be on because everybody thinks they know a lot about energy because they're all consumers of energy. At the very least, they're consumers of energy. And I agree. I would like to, but I said, I think I could have the greatest impact on the communication and technology subcommittee because while everybody uses communication and technology, the technical side of it is sort of complicated. And then when you take that and apply policy, public policy to it, it's even all the more in regulation. And so since I was a regulator, not only an energy regulator, but a communications regulator on the North Dakota Public Service Commission, I said, I think I could contribute more there. So that was my first subcommittee assignment. Now, in my new term, or my current term, I should say, I've been also added to the Energy Committee and the Environment Subcommittee. But communication and technology is sort of where I live, if you want to know the truth, on the committee. It's where I do participate the most. It's where I provide, a lot of the North Dakota experience. Now, I happen on that subcommittee, happen to be one of four members that formed the Rural Broadband Caucus. So I'm a co-founding co-chairman of the Rural Broadband Caucus. And give you a little sense of what that caucus does. It's all about connecting rural America, creating, at least leveling the playing field to the degree we're able to through public policy, for rural America and rural America's economy as it relates to connectivity. Okay, that can mean a lot of things, but Rural Broadband Caucus sort of says it all. The founding co-chairs, and of course still the co-chairs because we've only been in existence about a year, maybe a little less than a year, are Bob Latta from Ohio. Bob happens to be chairman of now one of the other subcommittees, but he's also a co-chair of the Rural Broadband Caucus. Bob's a Republican. Peter Welsh, who is a Democrat from Vermont, and Peter's really important. Peter's one of the most thoughtful gentlemen in the Congress, in my view. He represents a different place than ours, but he's similar in to me in the sense that he represents an entire state. So I always, you know, us at-large guys are kind of a cult, and we kind of like that. The third one is Mark Pocan from Wisconsin. So Mark and Peter are Democrats. Bob and I are Republicans. And I'm just going to confess to you all right up front here. This part is just between us. I have to be honest. I sometimes actually feel guilty on the Rural Broadband Caucus because when some of these other members talk about the digital divide, you guys are miles ahead of many parts of rural America. What has been done in North Dakota, the commitment at the government level and at probably as much as anything, Seth, and I'm not just saying because you're here and you're our host. I mean, what the rural telephone cooperatives have done, I always say they were broadband before broadband was cool. And when I see what they've done with universal service funds and Claire RUS, you know, funds, the innovation, long before there was a mandate to do it, long before it may have even seemed right to do it, they were doing it. And then you have the competitive cable companies here, and then you have, you know, even AT&T and Verizon and the two big wireless companies that first came in, and the relationship building that took place and sharing the license, you know, and you got the rural telcos know a lot about that, the A license, the B license. I was learning all this weird stuff when I was on the Public Service Commission, and I never did learn it all that well, but I learned it enough to understand the public policy ramifications of it all. So I look back on my nearly 10 years on the Public Service Commission in North Dakota and now serve on this Rural Broadband Caucus and serve on the Communication Technology Committee and am committed to closing the digital divide in the mountains and in the prairies and in the deserts and all the places where it exists. But I do it not so much because there's a crisis in North Dakota, as much as North Dakota has so much to contribute to the rest of the country. That said, there is plenty to do in North Dakota as well. With every next generation of technological advancement, whether it's fiber to the home or 3G, 4G, 5G, the demands for data and the demand for speed for data is greater and greater every day to keep up with the economic opportunities. Now, at some point, we'll probably go through some statistics. We'll hear stories. We'll do some Q&A. John's going to spend some time talking more about the subject matter of white spaces, which is where we ultimately want to bring the discussion. What does white space spectrum mean? What does it do? What opportunities does it present? But I want the stage to be set in a way that is clearly understood that we are at such an advantage here because of the incredible investment that's been made by all of the players in North Dakota, particularly with, you know, fiber and hardwiring things. In fact, when you start looking at the statistics in North Dakota, the percentage of homes, percentage of schools and hospitals and communities that have broadband, it's really remarkable. But here's what we're experiencing, and here's what we're noticing. Daryl sort of spoke to it a little bit ago before we got started. Agriculture might be the best example yet of the need for fast, big data to move from ground to UAV to tractor, for an example. Education, obviously, it's one thing to have the school wired. It's another thing to be able to have everybody be able to communicate with each other real time within the school. Healthcare, another obviously great example. Entertainment, you know, whether you're talking about wireless microphones or a scanner or, you know, large data coming off of a crop inspection or maybe a utility inspection. For example, that we know there's a lot of opportunity to utilize this technology for inspecting pipelines and transmission lines, things like that. But there's where sort of the fixed wireless, which is what we're going to talk about with white spaces and the opportunity that 6 megahertz spectrum creates. I'm just going to give you just one more little bit of background that brings us to the white space discussion and the technology discussion we want to have. And I know that to this point, you know, it's not experimental exactly, but from a policy standpoint, it sort of is. out there in space is a whole bunch of spectrum. And television and radio broadcast is, a lot of it's dedicated to television and radio broadcast. And but for, you know, a nice spectrum and some really big sticks in the, in Scott's network, you know, we couldn't be talking to, you know, to tens of thousands of people right now. But as technology advances and as demands grow, that spectrum becomes more and more precious, but it also becomes more and more viable. And in other words, the pipe changes. There's this particular spectrum out there that's at the, in 6 megahertz, 6 megahertz spectrum that is used largely by low-powered television stations. To give you a sense of it, try to put it in some context, and you may have to correct some of this, some of the specifics of this, John, but in all but about 7 markets in the United States, there are some channels, and in some cases, like in North Dakota, dozens of channels that are unused. And so so white space is that sort of the buffer zones and the columns in between. The
Congressman Kevin Cramer continuing on a talk radio town hall at the Dakota Carrier Network in Bismarck today. More after this.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'll be right back. most intense stem cell therapy educational seminars are going on. I've been to one. I've had the stem cell injections in each of my knees. Oh, man, much better. If you got pain in your, maybe your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, the knees, the joint pain, go to one of these must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. Find out more about regenerative medicine. You can get the same relief I've gotten. StemCellTherapyForPain.com, or you can call 1-888-973-1560 to sign up. 1-888-973-1560, StemCellTherapyForPain.com. It's a new year. How about we get rid of that pain?
I'm with you. We're back live at the Dakota Carrier Network. There is a town hall gathering of 30 or so folks from all walks of life related to things that connect with your internet service. And we're talking about the fact that 34 million Americans actually lack an affordable and reliable broadband connection. North Dakota's in really good condition in this area. That connectivity is among the highest in the nation. An organization called Connect Americans Now is trying to explore what North Dakota is doing, take that to the rest of the United States. And one of those ideas is by using TV's white space, they call it, for rural broadband. And Congressman Kevin Cramer has been an advocate of that, is talking to the group a little bit about the effort in lobbying the FCC about this. And soon we'll be taking some questions from the group as well. So we'll pick up now with Congressman Cramer.
Peter Welsh. So this is a very bipartisan, not just bipartisan, sort of in the middle bipartisan. This is bipartisan from edge to edge commitment to trying to find a way to use the latest and the greatest technologies to really literally close the digital divide, to bring everybody up to, say, 100, you know, MPH, MBP connectivity, wireless connectivity. So with all of that and a little bit more explanation probably than you wanted, I think we should open up for discussion. I'll have John share a little bit more, correct the mistakes, technical mistakes that I have made. I'll try to fill in policy. I might add this one other thing. Marsha Blackburn, the chairman of the Communications Technology Subcommittee, announced yesterday that she hopes to have hearings this month, which means it has to be the last week of this month because we don't have them scheduled for next week, on broadband legislation. There are a number of bills. I'm dropping one myself next week dealing with broadband that will become part of the broadband chapter of an infrastructure bill. So things are moving on at a fairly rapid pace. So it includes money. It includes consolidation and integration of various sources, but also regulation that gets to that. With that, I mean, Seth, unless you have anything further to say, will you be willing to take it from here? Okay, I'm going to hand you.
Does this reach down to that far? We can do that.
Yeah. Thanks very much. The congressman is actually pretty good on the technical side of things, so I'll let Taya from Microsoft correct me if I make any mistakes. So my name is John Conradi. I'm with Connect Americans Now. First of all, thank you to the Dakota Carrier Network for hosting us and the congressman for being here and for, you know, his real incredible leadership on this important issue. So we're a relatively new organization. We were founded about a couple months ago. We officially launched just in the last couple of weeks. And our mission is to raise support and awareness around the notion of eliminating the digital divide within the next 4 years using an all-of-the-above technology approach. You know, there are 23.5 million Americans who still don't have access to high-speed Internet. As the congressman mentioned, in North Dakota, you guys have done a tremendous job bringing that number to making that number very, very small in your state. But it's no exaggeration to say that in other parts of the country, there are entire communities that face being extinct in the next generation because they don't have high-speed broadband in in their libraries. They don't have it in their hospitals. They don't have it particularly importantly at home. So it affects every aspect of the community. It affects the farmers who can't then participate in precision agriculture where you need high speeds in order to upload the kind of information that's required to run on those systems. It affects small business. It affects healthcare. There have been tremendous advancements in cloud-based medicine and telemedicine, remote monitoring over the last couple of years, and they're really continuing to ramp up. I was at a presentation about a month ago where I saw this incredible technology for diabetic foot ulcer monitoring, where it's a smart mat that can go in the home, and the person just stands on the mat, and in real time, it tells the doctor's office exactly what the condition of that person's foot is. But if you're in a remote location, it's your internet, and you're on satellite, say, or on, particularly if you're on dial-up, your connection isn't going to be fast enough to do that. And those kind of things save not only the time for the end user, who's the beneficiary of the monitoring, and who then doesn't have to wrestle with themselves, do I need to drive an hour and a half in to go see the doctor, or do I think I'm okay? Because the doctor will just find out in real time if they are or not, and give them peace of mind. It also helps the doctor, because changes in Medicare, Medicaid rules now allow them to charge to provide that remote monitoring service, charge Medicare, Medicaid for that. There are things that are happening in technology in the 21st century economy that the Americans who are left behind the digital divide are really going to be left out in a meaningful way. You know, at the turn of the century, having electricity was essential to being part of the modern economy. And that's the same with rural broadband today. It affects education, and Microsoft has been an incredible pioneer on this technology. They've developed the kind of devices that are needed to turn TV white space into high-speed broadband internet, and they have a number of pilot programs across the country, including North Dakota. But one of those pilot programs is in Upper Michigan, where they have children have an hour and a half ride on the school bus to get to school, to and from school every day. And they actually installed one of these TV white space devices on the school bus so it can be mobile. So the children now who have fiber at their school but who don't have access to broadband at home now have an hour and a half every day on the school bus where they can do homework and browse the web and hopefully not too much browsing the web. So there's an incredible number of applications, and in networks that have a very high level of connectivity, where the local and regional providers have done an incredible job getting fiber, it still has a hugely important application to helping those local and regional providers get to that last ranch on that last mile, this white space technology. So some of you probably already know well what TV white space is, and some of you probably don't. So white space and spectrum. TV white space is a kind of spectrum. So spectrum is everything from your Wi-Fi to your AM radio signal. And the way that the information is transmitted over it varies depending on which segment you're on. So on your AM radio side, you can transmit a very small amount of information, great, great distances. That's why some AM channels can even cross the entire country. On the Wi-Fi side, you can transmit a huge amount of information, but only over very, very short distances. And it has trouble penetrating barriers like walls. TV spectrum is so critically important because it's in the sweet spot where it can travel a fairly great distance. It can penetrate dense forests and mountains and walls.
We're getting smart today for Dakota Carrier Network on a talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer and some experts. Stay tuned for more of our conversation coming up.
0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back at the Dakota Carrier Network, Seth Andorfer is the CEO. He is now taking the microphone moments ago. John Conradi wrapped up from Connect America is now explaining Connect Americans Now on the white space explanation of the value of that. And now Seth is talking about that from the perspective of Dakota Carrier Network. Before we go back to Congressman Kramer and more questions from the group here gathered today on a special Talk Radio Town Hall.
That it's not just about being wired, because how many of us live our lives connected physically to that fiber? It's about true mobility. And that's why we have been working with Microsoft and exploring the viability of this TV white space to see if it truly is an improvement for our users. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you have the knowledge that is required as you're making policy, as we establish new funding mechanisms to deploy broadband service, that we're not actually hindering our ability in the long term. So kind of along those lines, if our users today, we have over 280 communities in North Dakota that have access to gigabit broadband service. I think that's unprecedented in the country, and I think that you all kind of have talked to that fact. But one thing I want to make sure of is, as TV white space, we're talking about 25 megabits per second. If we went to our users, our stakeholders, and said, we have this new technology, it's going to offer you mobility, but it's at 25 megabits per second, what can I do with that? Well, you can't have too many devices streaming Netflix. My kids would absolutely kill me if they had to take turns streaming Netflix on their device at their home. Kind of along those same lines, from a business perspective, we're providing fiber-based services for telemedicine, teleradiology, distance learning. We're providing content and classes to schools in North Dakota that have studio quality video, and on 25 megabits per second, I kind of question some of that. But the technology is advancing, and I think as service providers, that's why we're here, and that's why we're interested in making sure that we have an open dialogue and a meaningful discussion about the technology and some of the questions that we have. Do we have a digital divide in North Dakota? I'm not going to answer that, yes or no. I would question that. But until we have, and I'm originally from Hettinger, so that's always my example, until I can have the same experience driving down, you know, the field at my dad's farm as I do that I do in my house, you know, that's truly the goal, is true mobility and that gigabit experience, whether I'm in this building, that's probably the most fiber-fed building in the state, or on our family farm. So with that, I would turn it back, and let's have a discussion.
Yeah, let's do it. So let's open the floor. Open the floor for questions or comments, maybe experiences, testimonies. Amy's, no doubt your constituents use a great deal of it, great deal of broadband capacity. Where we see demand going, and whether you were citing some statistics that I think I read someplace. I was trying to find it here, but I think something like 90% of North Dakotans have 100, at least 100 Mbps per Mbps. So. But it's that mobility piece that we really are aiming for. So with that, let's open the floor for thoughts, questions, ideas. Oh, yes. Chris, come on over here to Scott. Sit by Scott, because we want the inquiring minds on the radio to benefit from all of this. You don't have to. Just.
Sure. Chris from North Dakota Farmers Union. I was curious about the two government channels. Did they just set that aside a while back, or is that where did that come from? Or?
So the two other channels have been set aside fairly recently. I mean, I don't know if it was in the last couple of years, but certainly fairly recently. You might even recall, I remember when there was a lot of hoopla about wireless microphones at like country music concerts and festivals, and that resulted in them getting one, them being wireless microphones, and of course the use of wireless microphones has greatly increased for lots of purposes, and then medicine, but it's in relatively recent times, more than 2 years ago, but relatively recent times. So I will tell you that the idea of setting aside one more channel, I mean, it's not without some controversy, and the controversy stems largely from broadcasters who see that sort of as their property, and historically it is. It's theirs. It's not necessarily their property, but it's sort of like the right of first refusal, right? And last refusal. And so there's some debate about that. Now, in a place like Bismarck where there are 23 or 25 channels and probably not a lot of demand for another MeTV channel, but who knows? It's not quite as controversial. You get into Chicago and it becomes a little more controversial there. Yes. Oh, you have. Yeah, you go ahead. Yep. So go ahead and introduce yourself, and then.
I'm Derek Bolowa from the Beck Communications Cooperative. Congressman, it's great to have a chance to chat with you about some of these things.
Yeah, thank you.
I think any communications provider, you know, and like all the colleagues here in the room, we probably all strongly support more public spectrum being available. I think probably do a show of hands around the room who everybody probably supports that kind of activity. It's important that from a policy standpoint, when you make an effort like that, it's important that it's technology agnostic, because there's lots of technologies out there that you deploy in different places and different times. So I just want to make sure that, you know, as you proceed with this, that this spectrum that you call TV white space in the 600 megahertz band, that is a spectrum that is available for any technology deployment, whether it's part of a broader national plan or something locally that we would do. Those are important pieces. You know, wireless technology does have a significant role in communications. Virtually everybody in this room that runs a communications company, we use that wireless technology today. whether it's for our customers in their homes, you know, with Wi-Fi, and that spectrum frequency at 2400 megahertz or at 5800 megahertz. We use those spectrums at 700 or at 900 or at 2400 for point-to-point today. We have also used those spectrums at PCS or AWS for cellular purpose today, because many of us in these rooms are investors or owners in the cellular companies. It has a role. It has a role in mobility. It has a role in what I would call nomadic movement. That means non-vehicular movement. It also has some restrictions. Wireless, and everyone in the room would understand, it's not a solve-all for everything. By its basic architecture and by the laws of physics, it has capacity restrictions. We need to understand that we have to stay within those capacity restrictions, and the behavior of the market is such that when people start to use the internet for maybe basic surfing, and then they go on to maybe downloading or streaming, or they get out to work from home, or you get out to other applications, you can quickly outgrow that and be required to reinvest to give them a fixed line piece of infrastructure. So wireless does give you mobility, gives you nomadic movement, gives you very quick, cost-effective deployment, but it has capacity limitations that you will reinvest in the future to bring them to higher capacities, like the gigabit capacities you get via a wired connection or fiber connection or of those natures. So it's important to understand its place. And in the presentations that we had today, a couple of things were interesting. The TV white space, as it's branded today in this discussion, is branded as a technology, and guys, it is not, right? TV white space is a name attached to 600 megahertz spectrum, much like PCS is attached to 1800 megahertz spectrum, or 900 megahertz spectrum is called cellular spectrum, or AWS spectrum is 2100 megahertz. That's just a designation for spectrum. It isn't a technology. There are people, and Microsoft is one of those, that is seeking to deploy technology in that spectrum area. I think it's important. We need people like Microsoft to make those investments in technology so that if we choose to deploy them, that they work for our members cost effectively. So in total, I kind of believe that we all have been investors or supporters of wireless technology for as back, far back as 26 years, because you remember the A and B licenses. Well, those investments took the rural cooperatives nearly 20 years to ever receive a dividend from, with over 600 towers in the state of North Dakota to give us the coverage that we have today. So we have to put things in context to with you have at least two statewide wireless networks today. You have private wireless networks feeding, solving point-to-point locations, and you have a lot of fixed-wired networks. They all do need to work, but in general, I think there is a lot of support for additional spectrum, because we'll use that spectrum to solve lots of different problems. That'll be another tool in our basket.
That's really well said. One of the things I want to touch on that you brought up, and we've talked a couple times about streaming, you used the example of Netflix and whatever. I mean, it is. There's no question that as every generation advances, the demand will like double, right? I mean, it's there's such a dynamic about all of this, and so we don't manage the expectations very well, right? If they can watch Netflix, then we should be able to watch four Netflix at the same time, and pretty soon there's no room for anything else, and that therein lies the entrepreneurial opportunities as well. I think the use of the word nomadic is interesting. I do think that, as I view it anyway, and I said up front, that precision agriculture in particular, and maybe we're even a little more attuned to it in North Dakota, to the value of data and spectrum because
fascinating conversation where we're learning a bunch today to Talk Radio Town Hall at Dakota Carrier Network. Our final segment next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back in our final segment of What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program, calling this a Get Smart Talk Radio Town Hall today, as we're live and on location in Bismarck at the Dakota Carrier Network. They have two locations, Bismarck and Fargo. They're owned by the rural telephone co-ops, and they essentially are, you know, they guard data for companies, and they get internet to all kinds of locations, and you know, so there's a huge amount of fiber, probably the most of anywhere in the state, coming to their location here in Bismarck. So interesting conversation we're having today about a proposal by Congressman Kevin Cramer and others. is to open up TV white space to allow for more spectrum, more connectivity, high-speed internet, and broadband access to places all across the country. North Dakota is number one in connectivity, and the organization known as Connect Americas Now is actually looking to take the North Dakota model and put it in more places. Congressman Kramer's talking a little bit now about the white space spectrum.
One entity would own those three channels, you know, shore to shore, border to border. I mean, the dynamic of this is that it's available to attract the investment that would lead it to a competitive market, but still that highway is there. Okay, so it's sort of like the interstate highway system, but, you know, that's maybe an overused analogy, but so that's really more the sort of the policy outcome that we see from it.
Important too, because it sort of speaks to what Microsoft is doing. Microsoft is not interested in being a provider of internet. Microsoft is interested in pioneering the technology, and they've actually already opened up the technology on the devices to turn spectrum into internet, open up the patents royalty free, because they're not interested in being a provider of internet. They just want to kickstart, be a catalyst. And then get the regulatory certainty to allow people all, you know, in local communities and regional companies all across the country to get involved and use this technology to their advantage and to the advantage of their customers.
All right, James, introduce yourself.
James Byerly with West River Telecom. So, John, would you see multiple companies coexisting in this same space?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Without interference?
Yeah. So right now there are 12 Microsoft Airband has 12 pilot programs, and almost all of those are with local ISPs, and some of them are with more than one ISP that operates in the same region, and there's been no interference so far. So with a ramp up, you know, there's obviously going to be more to be figured out if this was deployed nationwide. But from the standpoint of when you say, what are the options that we have as a country to eliminate the digital divide now? You know, you look at fiber only, that's, you know, going to be a huge cost. You know, in a state like North Dakota, where you guys already have a high level of coverage, it's not as much of an issue. But there are other states where there are thousands and thousands and millions of people who don't have coverage in entire communities. In order to get those people online quickly in a cost-effective way, this provides the most turnkey solution that there is. And it would cost, the estimated cost, a Boston Consulting Group did a cost analysis, found that using an all-of-the-above approach that included TV white space would cost like $6 to $8 billion to eliminate the digital divide, whereas relying on fiber only would be like $60 to $80 billion. So it's really the most cost-effective and rapid way to get access to high-speed broadband for these Americans that don't have it today.
Daryl, go ahead.
Daryl Easton at the NDFB. Congressman, you alluded to the importance to agriculture when it comes to precision agriculture. You talked about UAVs, which agriculture is getting more involved in utilizing those systems. The other thing where it is, and Connect Americans Now acknowledge it in their paperwork here, is the use of off-site, modeling for off-site controls, off-site monitoring, regards to irrigation, regards to, you know, as we see more modern pig farms, poultry, dairy farms coming to North Dakota, which we're very aggressive in promoting, that off-site monitoring becomes very important. In fact, on our little farm, we're looking at a computerized sow feeding system that has that capability. And one of the things the guys asked me, it comes from overseas because they're not made in America yet. He asked me, what's your availability for your bandwidth, basically? And I said, well, I'm sure my provider, RTC, will make sure I got plenty of bandwidth to do this. But that's one thing that they look at when they come out and recommend how you model this and where you put it and how you place it on your farm is the opportunity for that remote monitoring. So in agriculture, when you talk rural, agriculture uses an extreme amount of bandwidth.
And growing. We did a little event, I don't know, a year or so ago. Colin Peterson, Representative Peterson, and I were in Hillsborough to look at the results of an experiment that both NDSU and University of North Dakota engaged in relative to monitoring transmission lines and farmland. The interesting thing about it is, it's not like precision agriculture was just invented, but the data, the imagery that you use, you know, from a satellite versus the imagery from a UAV is so remarkable. It's like the difference between digital and non-digital. It's like the difference between high def and black and white. I mean, it's that profound. And of course, the more precise, the more data you have, the clearer the images, the more precise you can be. The other thing I wanted to raise too is this offsite monitoring is really big in the energy sector right now, and becoming more and more important as you deal with more and more energy infrastructure, and particularly with liquid pipelines. Well, hopefully
we accomplished our goal today to make you a little smarter. I know I'm a little smarter. Todd, are you smarter? Oh, how could you not be smarter after all that? My gosh. But we know a little bit more about connectivity and white spaces and spectrum, and we'll continue to follow this. Very interesting town hall from Dakota Carrier Network in Bismarck today. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can know what Carson has: a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California.
California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.